This is KRA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Teacher pay has dominated the conversation in the Texas legislature. Last week, the governor, lieutenant governor, and House Speaker announced a school finance reform deal that includes teacher pay raises. But in North Texas, some school districts have already been paying certain teachers more money to work at low-performing schools. Just a few years into her teaching career, Cindy Reyes was considered one of the best in the Fort Worth School District. So it's not surprising she got a job offer to teach at another school. The catch? The school was failing and on the state's list of low-performing campuses. She'd get more money to work there, $10,000 extra a year, but she'd have to put in a lot more hours. Reyes says she didn't hesitate.
I love a challenge, and I particularly feel connected with students that come from a neighborhood like this just because I grew up the same way.
Reyes is a first grade teacher at the Leadership Academy at Como Elementary. She and the other Como teachers are guaranteed annual stipends for 3 years. Como is one of 5 schools the Fort Worth School District has poured more money into in the hopes of turning it around. Other North Texas school districts like Dallas and Richardson have done this too. The goal, to attract the best teachers to schools that need the most help. So far in Fort Worth, it appears to be working. Como and the 4 other schools have improved on the state's rating system. In fact, Como has earned a B. Valencia Rines is principal at Como. She says the stipends were key.
I definitely think that initially, as a school is trying to turn around the performance of students, that it is important to be able to have some type of incentive to attract teachers that may not normally look at an underperforming school.
At Como, many students were below grade level in reading, so teachers like Cindy Reyes have been spending lots of time helping students read. On a recent morning, they discussed a book about a first grade girl named Junie B. Jones, who's scared of Halloween and monsters. Reyes asked the kids about Junie B., who dresses up as a clown to scare others.
What's another problem she ended up having, someone?
The people that were not scared by her.
They were not scared of her. Why were they not scared of her?
Because she's not super scary.
She wasn't super scary.
Reyes says she loves her students and loves teaching, but it's hard work. It means starting at 7:40 a.m. and staying till 6 p.m. It means spending more time in training, more planning lessons, and analyzing student test data. And then there are the job's other demands, like building relationships with students.
We truly are unsung heroes, just like a mom. I'm a mom, and I feel like I'm a mom all day.
Reyes says the extra money makes her feel appreciated and helps her students, too.
In these schools, there are a lot of students who don't have the experiences that we have. So for me to provide pictures or bring artifacts from different places opens up their eyes, and a lot of that require us spending money.
The 5 Fort Worth Leadership Academies were launched a couple of years ago. Fort Worth ISD is spending $4.5 million annually on the schools. It's also received $2 million so far from the Richard Rainwater Foundation. But the future of the teacher stipends is unclear. That's why earlier this year, it partnered with Texas Wesleyan University to oversee its leadership academies. Under a new state law, school districts can get more funding if they partner with a charter school or other entity like a university. Karen Molinar is chief of staff for Fort Worth ISD.
We would get additional $1,800 per student, and that would help us be able to utilize those dollars for any type of extra resources for the campus, for the students, for the teachers, for stipends.
Molinar says the program will look different under this new partnership with Texas Wesleyan. She says teachers will continue to get a stipend, but she doesn't yet know how much. Back at Como Elementary, Principal Ryan says money can't be the only reason to work there.
Because if you go anywhere just for the money will only please you for so long. At the end of the day, it does have to go back to your heart, and you have to have a heart for working at this type of school.
And she says teachers and staff will have to keep putting in the extra work to keep the school moving in the right direction. Stella Chavez, KERA News.